Kellogg's Pep.
The super delicious cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, as Clark Kent, he meets an old acquaintance. There's a big surprise in store, and we'll learn what it is in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough.
You know, when I was on my way downtown yesterday, I saw so many kids wearing those bright-colored insignia and warplane buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. I thought I'd just try to figure out what's the most popular place to wear them. So I kept count. Every time I saw a young fellow wearing the buttons on his cap, I put a little mark on a piece of paper. If he was wearing them on his jacket, I put down another sort of mark, and so on. And you know what? Well, it came out even. Yep, it seems like just as many kids wear those grand-looking buttons on their caps as on their shirts or jackets. So I guess it doesn't make much difference where you wear them as long as you're collecting them. Because these buttons are so slick-looking, so brilliant and gay-colored, well, it's a shame if you're missing out. So you better get busy, gang. Get the whole second series. 22 insignia and warplane buttons, each one made of real long-lasting metal with a handy pin on the back. And each one an exciting prize to find in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And that's the only way you can get them, you know. You don't send in any money. No, sir, not even a box stop. You just ask Mom to stock up on Kellogg's Pep. Inside each package, you'll find a grand prize, a bright, sparkling insignia or warplane button. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In danger because one of his gang, a girl named Dixie Lamar, had shot and killed a federal agent, Dr. Bly, the cunning leader of the gang, plotted to pin the murder on Lois Lane, who was almost a perfect physical double for Dixie. Disguised as a press agent, Dr. Bly invited Lois to be guest of honor at Playland, a large amusement park outside Metropolis. And when the girl reporter arrived with Jimmy Olsen and young Dick Grayson, who was really Robin, the companion of Batman, the three were given a ride on the River of Horrors. But as their boat glided through a dark tunnel, a supposedly fake skeleton seized Lois and disappeared. Unable to make a police officer believe their fantastic story, Jimmy and Dick phoned Clark Kent and Batman. But when Kent arrived at the amusement park a few minutes later, the two boys were not there. As we continue now, Kent is pacing nervously before the entrance to the River of Horrors concession as a tall, masked figure wearing a bright blue hood and cape approaches. Listen.
Kent! Clark Kent!
Batman! What are you doing here?
I got word that Dick Grayson and Jimmy Olsen were in trouble.
So did I. Have you seen them?
No, not yet. I was to meet them right here in front of the River of Horrors.
Yeah, Jim told me to meet them here, too. He said they'd be waiting for me. I got here about 20 minutes ago and I haven't seen hide the hell of them.
That's strange.
Well, frankly, I don't like it. I spoke to the man who owns this concession, but he says he hasn't seen them.
I wonder if... Oh, here comes the policeman. If anything happened around here, he ought to know about
right,
it.
Right, let's ask him. Officer.
Hey, just a moment, officer.
Surely you ought to win the first prize at the Masquerade Carnival tonight, young fella. You look just like the pictures of Batman.
Do I?
That you do. With spit in the mix. Well, what can I be after doing for you?
Well, look, we were supposed to meet two young boys here, but they haven't shown up. We're afraid they might have run into trouble. Their names are Dick Grayson and Jimmy Olsen. Have you heard anything about them?
Two lads, you say?
That's right.
Jim is 16. He's about this tall, officer. Thin and wiry and freckle-faced. Dick is a year, maybe two younger.
Sure, they must be the lads who give me the malarkey about the skeleton making off with the young lady.
What?
Skeleton?
What young lady?
They're the ones, all right. One was skinny and freckled, like you say.
Uh-huh.
And I mind now they called each other Jim and Dick.
Right.
Matter of fact, I was coming by here now just to make sure they wasn't getting into no more trouble.
What sort of trouble?
Where are they?
It's a trick they tried to play on me, the young spalpeen.
Trick?
Telling me they was in a boat on the River of Horrors. And that when the boat went in the dark tunnel, they said one of them phony skeletons in the wall.
What?
It's made out of wooden paper, painted with that luminous stuff, you know, to make it scary.
Yes,
come on, get to the point, officer.
Take it easy. It's only a joke, I tell you. Where was I?
In the tunnel.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, so when they got into the tunnel, they're telling me, one of them phony skeletons grabbed the young lady that was in the boat with him and disappeared right out of this world with her.
Great Scott, that must have been Lois. Lois Lane.
Now, take it easy, Kent. Where did you speak to the boys, officer?
Right here it was. They,
Where did they go after they spoke to you?
They rushed off to them phone booths there, behind the hot dog stand. They were going to call somebody up.
That's it, Kent.
Something must have happened to prevent their coming back here to meet us.
Let's go. You better come along with us, officer.
Come along where?
We're taking a ride through the River of Horrors. Right, Kent?
Right. Here, I'll get the ticket. Three, please. That'll be 30 cents. All right, here you are. Come on, you two.
Now, hold on a minute. You fellas don't really believe that stuff about skeleton.
We're going to see for ourselves. Now, oh, where's that boat, man? He was here a moment ago.
We don't need him. There's an empty boat. Come on, hop in. I'll untie it.
Okay. Come on, officer.
That I will. To show you myself, them skeletons couldn't hurt a fly.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't see any oars.
You don't need oars. There's a bit of a current takes the boat along through the tunnel.
Oh. All right. I'll push off. Here we go. That's the tunnel up ahead, isn't it?
Yes. And we're wasting our time, as you'll see for yourself in a minute.
I can't understand why Lois didn't tell me that she and Jim were coming here tonight. She acted so mysterious about where she was going.
It's a joke, I tell you. None of them was here.
What? What do you mean? You said you spoke to the boys.
I mean they didn't go through the River of Horrors. They made that up, too.
What?
And all about a Mr. Hemingway or some such name giving them a free ride.
Say, that's a new angle. Who's Mr. Hemingway?
There isn't any Mr. Hemingway.
There isn't?
Leastwise, it's a sober fact he's not the press agent for this amusement park like them two young rascals said. A heavy-set old man with white hair and dark glasses. That's how they describe him.
They did, eh?
As a matter of fact, the press agent for Playland is a man named Spencer, and he's a young fellow with black hair.
This gets stranger and stranger, Kent.
Yes, and I like it less and less.
Take my word for it, it's just a trick those youngsters were saying.
I don't think so. Well, here's the tunnel.
Black as the ace of spades.
Okay.
Where are the skeletons?
You'll see them in a moment. Each one choking up out of the walls like a jack-in-the-box. I hope you don't scare easily.
Well, I'll try not to scream. Hey, what's that? Oh, the skeleton.
Take a good look before it's gone. You think that could kidnap anybody?
No, that skeleton couldn't. It's made of cheap wood and paper.
There's another one.
Yeah, that's wood and paper, too.
They all are. Just like I told you. Your young friend was having a joke with you, like they tried with me, bad person.
He may be right, Kent, after all.
Oh, wait a minute. That's funny.
What?
Well, that wire shot out of the wall there with no skeleton attached.
Oh, so what? It might have fallen off.
Yes, it could be, but... Uh-oh.
Sit down, Mr. Kent, if it's all...
What is it, Kent?
I just saw something. Wait a minute. I can reach that wire.
What did you see? What are you stopping the boat for?
I'll show you in a moment. There we are. Now, look.
Look at what? I can't see my hand before my face.
Huh? Oh, yes, I forgot. You have a flashlight, don't you, officer?
That I have. Here we are.
Good. Just stand it on the wall right alongside you, please.
Sure. How's that?
A little more to the right. Oh, that's fine. Hold it. Now, see, Batman?
You bet. An opening in the wall.
Quiet. Keep your voice down.
Wait. Surely, Jim. That's a little doorway.
No, I think it goes up to there.
How did you ever notice it in the dark?
I've got pretty sharp eyes, and anyway, I was watching for something like this. Come on, say, let's have a look. Come on.
Right behind you.
Care to come along, officer?
That I do, Mr. Kent. Not that I think this is important, Mike.
You don't, eh? Well, I think it is. There we are. Okay. Now, officer, lead the way with your flashlight. But be careful. Anything may happen.
You lead the way with my flashlight.
No. Go in, officer. We're right behind you.
Anxiously, Clark Kent and Batman step into a low, dark passageway behind Officer Riley. His flashlight stabs a thin ray through the musty gloom. What will they discover? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, let's stand by for an important reminder.
Say, did you ever see a dog with wings? No, I'm not kidding, honest. I can tell you right now where you can see a picture of a dog with wings. Sure, it's the lucky insignia of Navy Squadron 14. And that insignia is one of the buttons in the second series put out by Kellogg's Pep. A mighty dramatic-looking insignia it is, too. The dog has a sort of determined expression on his face. Looks like he means business as he leaps at the enemy. There's a brilliant red background, too, to make the button even more colorful and smart-looking. And that's only one of the 22 different buttons in this grand second series. Actually, there are insignia of 8 Army Air Squadrons, 7 Navy Air Squadrons, 3 Marine Air Squadrons, plus 4 warplanes. Why, you'll want to collect every single one of them. And that's easy to do, too, because you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. Truth is, you can't buy these buttons anywhere. You just tell your mother you're going to eat lots of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then she can stock up on it. Every package she opens means a new exciting prize for you. A bright-colored insignia or warplane button. Yes, sir, you'll find a button in every package. And that's the only way you can get them. So, gang, don't forget to ask Mom to get you plenty of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Discovering a small, narrow opening in the tunnel wall on the River of Horrors, Clark Kent left the boat with Batman and Officer Riley and entered a low, pitch-black passageway. Stooping, Kent and Batman proceed in single file behind Riley, whose flashlight sends a cloudy ray through the dank, cobwebby darkness.
I wonder where this passageway leads to, Kent.
I imagine we're under the amusement park now, Batman.
How do you know?
I can see.
You can see?
Huh? I mean, I can hear the music and the crowds above us.
I can't.
Watch your head. The ceiling's getting lower.
Okay.
Right.
Strange place for a passageway, Kent, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't like this whole setup.
Neither do I. This lane disappearing from the boat, then Dick and Jim missing. I'm afraid they've gotten into trouble because they saw what happened to Miss Lane.
What's
the matter, officer?
What's wrong? Something brushed by my leg.
I can't see anything.
Oh, it's probably just the rat. Keep going.
As soon as I find my ratted flashlight, I drop into the window.
Must be around here someplace. I've got it.
Good. Luckily, it didn't break. I don't like this place. I don't like it one bit.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Okay. But I don't like it.
Hey, I can hear the sounds of the amusement park now, Kent.
Yes, we're getting to the end of the passageway. Hey, that's strange.
What?
Well, the passageway.
You're right. We're coming to the end of it.
Yeah. Here we are. Outside again.
Saves a life. You know where we are.
Where?
Right behind the Hall of Mirrors.
What?
The Hall of what?
The Hall of Mirrors. It used to be the crazy house.
Oh.
Now, how come that passageway ends up here?
I don't know. We haven't found Dick or Jim or Miss Lane. It looks like we're too late.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It's a cinch that Lois was carried through this passageway.
Well, Lordy, now if you listen to me.
I agree, Kent. Come on, we better search the park.
There's nothing else we can do.
You know, I've been figuring it out. That passageway must have been left there when they moved the miniature train from here to the other side of the park.
That's so?
And that was a couple of years ago when Joe Hansen put in the River of Horrors.
Joe Hansen? I'd like to speak to this Joe Hansen.
So would I.
But he ought to be back at the entrance near the ticket booth. We can cut across in front of the Hall of Mirrors.
Wait. Hey, look, Kent.
What?
Coming out of the Hall of Mirrors. See that heavy-set old man?
Yes. He's got white hair and dark glasses.
Mr. Hemingway, the pony press agent Dick and Jim told the cop about it. Come on.
Okay. Uh-oh, he saw us. He's ducking back into the Hall of Mirrors. You stay here, officer. Step on it, Batman. After it.
Following their first real clue, Batman and Superman in his guise of Clark Kent race to the entrance of the Hall of Mirrors into which the man with white hair and dark glasses has just disappeared. Is it Dr. Bly? And will Superman and Batman find Lois Lane in time? And Jimmy Olsen and Robin? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Tune in same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.